in the fourth chapter of St. Luke. And I'm going to start at the 16th verse, and I'm just going to read some, and there's plenty, plenty more that a man can preach from. Let me tell you. But the Bible said in the 16th verse, and he come to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, that's all I'm going to read. Tonight, you know, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, there's no question about it. When he called me out of darkness, why, I was lost. I was undone, and a man has never been so poor when he's lost and undone. But whenever he called me out of darkness and I repented of my sins and being a man poor as a snake, when I repented of my sins, I and confessed his name, I've become a joint heir. I'm more richer than any man that's ever walked the face of this earth. He anointed me. He called me one day, and he anointed me. I to preach the gospel to the poor. And that's exactly what I tried to do. I can remember the time whenever you go to the house of God, on Sunday night, Wednesday night, Sunday morning, the most of the time it would be full. And a lot of times you would have a lot of people they're lost and undone. Poor beggars. I can remember a time we would stand behind the podium to preach the word of God and people being saved. And that is a perfect way to know that the hand of God was upon me to preach the word to the poor. Whenever you preach the repentance of sin, and they come out of their seed and make their way down to an old altar of prayer wherein they begin to pour out their complaints before the Lord, and the Lord so abundantly save them. I reckon that the most I ever saw saved and under the preached word, the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was one Sunday morning, I preached, and there was 12 souls that walked the aisle for Christ. I can remember one time I was a pastor, I had a woman over on the side of Jamestown, and whenever I started, I don't know how many, but there's so many of the church. Randy was one of them. We followed each other. And the Lord called me. I knew I saw the evidence. Because he had called me to deliver the word of God. And we went over there. After the singing was sung, I got on the floor. There was a man. I broke out and come to the Lord. I'm glad that I answered a call to go carry the word of God. I'm not ashamed of it that he called me. It's not been so long ago. I went with Eric
I and Brother Caleb, we went down to Florida. They had already preached, and the Lord anointed me that night. They went back with me. They was too saved. They come out, and there was evidence. Surely there was a higher power. I had called me to carry the gospel. I'm glad tonight. There's a blessing whenever you stand under the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ and preach to the poor tonight. And when they get saved, they become joint heirs of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Bless you.
It's yours.
Verse 20 said, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened to him. He began to say to them, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your ears. All bear him witness, and wondered at the grace of the words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? He said to them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do so also here in our country. He said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth. Now listen here. Many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when the great famine was throughout all the land, but unto none of them was Elias sent, save the Syrophoenician, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel at the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was clean, saving Naaman the Syrian. Now I thought about that, and I was looking at that here, and what a sad thing it is to say that, amen, out of all the people that were starving in that land in famine, they were thirsting, they didn't have any water, they didn't have any food.
Yep.
Amen, we know the story of the Syrophoenician woman that Elijah was sent to after he left the brook Cherith. The brook dried up because of the land of being a great drought, and we find out that he had to leave the brook. God said it was time to go.
Yeah.
It was time to leave the brook. It was time to go to a different place. He said, I've commanded a widow from Zarephath there to sustain thee. Amen, he had chosen this woman, amen, to sustain the man of God. Amen. I'm glad that God takes care of his own, Brother Randy. Amen. The time comes in this world, we might need God to help us and take care of us. He'll be there, amen. But this said that the Zarephoenician woman, amen, the widow of Zarephath, amen, in other words, amen, out of all the people there that was suffering and no doubt dying in this drought, God came to this one woman, amen, and to sustain Elijah the prophet. She just had a little meal in a barrel. Didn't have a whole lot for her. She was going to make her a little cake for her and her son, and then she was going to die. Amen.
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 Amen. And I began to think about this, and I continue to think about this. Amen. He mentioned another name here, Naaman. Amen. The man over there at Assyria, he was a captain of the guard, I believe. Amen. There was many lepers in the land, many people suffering. But all of a sudden, amen, God chose Naaman, amen, to be healed. And he did it through his prophet Elisha. He told him to go wash in the Jordan 7 times, and he did that. At first, he was a little bit angered, a tad, a little bit dismayed. Amen. Everybody knows the story. Amen. Naaman said, well, I thought, amen, that he would tell me some great thing.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God he had somebody, amen, had a little bit of sense about him. That told him, somebody, if he had told you some great thing, wouldn't you have done that instead?
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Amen. What's the point? Amen. I believe Jesus is trying to tell these people.
Yeah.
There's another place in the Bible. Amen. That there was this woman. Amen. She was begging for bread. Amen. And Jesus said, you know, I'm called to the house of Israel.
Yeah.
I'm called to fulfill this prophecy, fulfill this for the house of Israel. But she said, you know what, Lord? Amen. Even the dogs, amen, ask for crumbs from the master's table. Amen. I'm glad today, amen, that Jesus was sent to the world. Amen. He said he came into his own, and then his own received him not.
Amen.
But thank God those that received him.
Amen.
As many received him, as in power, but become sons of God. Amen. Glad today that, amen, yes, there was a lot of left in that hand. Yes, there was a lot of people suffering in that land. But thank God, Jesus, amen, and God thought about the dogs, amen.
Amen.
He didn't forget about them. The widow of Zarephath, amen, we don't know nothing else about her, but God sent, amen, somebody to go into the weak, amen, to confound the strong.
Yeah.
To go somebody, amen, that may have been a little foolish to confound the wise. Amen, to go into Naaman, amen, captain of the guard, I believe it was. Amen, he wasn't the king. He served under the king. He wasn't nobody special.
Yeah.
Yes, Jesus was called to the houses of Israel, but they rejected him. So he gave salvation to the whole wide world, amen. The point is today, are you going to accept it? You going to accept what God has given you? You going to accept what He has provided for you? Amen. The Syrophoenician woman was ready to bake the Lord a cake, the Lord's man a cake. Amen. She was going to go back and then found out that the widow, the barrel just kept giving meal. Amen. It kept giving. It kept giving all that she needed. Amen. And it didn't dry up until the rain began in the land. Amen. God will sustain you. Praise the Lord. Amen. He sustained these people here. He said in the Bible, many are called, few are chosen. I'm glad I'm one of those few chosen traveling that straight and narrow way.
Bless the Lord.
Glad, amen, he decided to look at an old dog.
Yeah.
Amen, and say, amen, my children won't have nothing to do with me, so I'll go call them in the highways and hedges. I'll compel them to come to my supper. Amen, I'm glad I'm part of that marriage love supper of the Lamb one day after a while.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. Go.
I'm going to go back and read what Jerry's reading right there, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and receiving of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. I got thinking about the sight. And I got to think about what, you know, when we're lost in the world, we're blind, right? Mm-hmm. We're blind. Blind to the bad. It's just like being out here and told the darkness, you can't see nothing. But once we come to this old-fashioned altar, and we come in there and we say, Lord, forgive me, and we tell the Lord we're sorry for everything we've done, we get that godly sorrow, and I'm going to tell you something happens to us, something we don't realize what happens to us. We become where we see everything. We see God's beauty of the world. We see life. We become alive in this world. We become alive in each other. Because I'm going to tell you something. I was blind. I couldn't see. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do anything without God.
Bless you, Lord.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
I got to thinking about how God heals everybody. Oh, man, I'm telling you what. We stop and we think, well, God can heal me of this. God healed me of everything.
Amen.
When I got saved, God took my stony heart plumb out of me.
Right.
He opened my flesh up. He took that heart out. He gave me a heart of love.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, He sealed that back up. There's not a scar there.
Amen.
He's the best physician I ever seen in my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise be to God. And we sit back and we wonder how come we can't have a service. We can have a service. All we got to do is come in here and see Him. All we got to do is come in here and love Him. All we got to do is go out here in this world and say, I am saved. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Have somebody else, brother.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, since I've been called to carry the gospel to the poor,
amen,
I didn't have the name of healing people. I didn't have the name of giving the sight back to the blind. I didn't have a name of delivering people out of bondage unless I told them that Jesus would deliver them out of the clutches of sin.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that the Lord called me one day.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm glad He anointed me with the true gospel.
Praise the Lord.
How do you know a man's called to preach? I seen a man one time and he was scared. And Brother Randy, he was young. He preached his heart out. And nothing happened. And as he began to go back to the podium, man, he turned and he was still a preaching. He went all the way to the door. I believe you touched the doorknob, didn't you? And turned and started back. They were three, fell out and followed him. To an old-fashioned altar. That's evidence that we claim that we've been called.
Come on.
That's the evidence that God was in arrangement.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. But you know what? of all the people I pursue, and of all the people that's made their way down and made a confession. I don't know how many, but I can remember they've been a lot of people since I've been preaching. But if they were just one, made it all the way home, it was worth all of my effort for the Lord.
Amen.
That me and them made it home.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Anybody else got a testimony, something you want to say?